be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Christ had been. And he said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I would take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I'm going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. Gospel of the Lord. Just yesterday, the Cardinal Sobon, the Bishop of Vienna, confirmed that Father, the Salesian priest, Father Tom, was really crucified. It's a very terrible death. And I'm sure with his sacrifice, we pray for the conversion of those ISIS people. And today, the communion antiphon, using the words from St. Paul to Colossians, "If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above." So if we believe that Jesus is already risen, that our life is already paid, so we are free. In this sense, just with joy and serve together with him, the whole humanity. So we are all called into his vision of life for the sanctification of all humanity. No exception. We are called to profess this truth that life is not stopped on earth. We have to work that we can be closer and closer to God the Father. And Jesus, before he left us, he asked his mother to help us. It's not easy. Although we say, though we were converted already to Christ, but not always we can listen to his voice. Not always with that kind of strength to follow Christ. And so, let us follow the word of St. Paul says, "If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above." That means the will of God the Father for each one of us on a daily basis. Start now. And don't procrastinate. If it is the will of God, you have the voice, the inner voice, because the Holy Spirit is working today also. After Pentecost, all the disciples, all the apostles, that Peter is the one who raised the strength, the courage to spread this good news to the people in Jerusalem. And we are also we have the Holy Spirit after our confirmation. So the Holy Spirit is working. Christ is with us. And the Heavenly Mother is accompanying us. We are not alone. Whatever we do, just with the trust. We need to trust. So the coming Sunday, we call it the Divine Mercy Sunday. It's God's love is infinite. Don't hesitate. Don't say that you are nothing. You know, all the people in the first instance of his resurrection, it's the woman who professed he is risen to the disciples. So everyone is called in a different way to serve the Lord.